is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Friday, December 30th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, the final Friday edition of 2022. And boy, I tell you, when we're back again, it'll be brand new year, 2023. So let's see, you know, a lot of things changing. Big things popping today. Hey, Mr. Producer, you was here all day? Look, yeah, we got to welcome on board the newest member. Hey, Howard, right? Howard coming on Monday, right? I mean, on Wednesday when we get back. Howard, welcome aboard, brother. Listen, all I got to say is do you, but we don't really do scarves around here like that. So leave the Burberry scarves, you know, hang them up in the collection, brother. We live more casual around here. I know you still can rock the suit or whatever, but you ain't got to come full-blown TD Jakes, all right? You good. You all right with me, man, Howard? So, yeah, props to Howard. Let's welcome him on board the squad. You can be sure to check him in, check him out each and every day, Monday through Friday. In 12 to 2 with the revolution. And big up to my compadre, former colleague now in short order, but Juan McCartney, I want to wish him the best and his family the best in his new endeavors. You're getting ready to do big things, man. So I'm not mad at you at all, Juanito. Do you. And hold up the high standards as you've always been known for, my brother. And I still beat you in the football picks as always, but you're still my boy. But do well wherever you go. And you know, I know where you're going. And just remember, all I can say is, none of them are little laws and rules they supply to me. I can leave that just alone. You know, I'm still the desperado. I'm still the Dick Turpin of the radio game. All right? So, yeah, congratulations to Juan on his new endeavors, and congratulations to Howard on being the newest member of Guardian Talk Radio. All right? News and views that matter since 1844. You know, smart talk all day. Fresh news, smart talk all day. So, Howard, welcome aboard, brother, but leave the scarves at home, okay? All right. Now, as we get into it, don't forget, we got your headliners. Who was making headlines in the 242? I'm just going to glance over this because we got a special guest in studio today. And we got Mr. Matt Aubrey from ORG. We're going to be talking our Procurement Act, possibly some Freedom of Information Act. So hang tight. We're going to get to that in about 2 minutes. But I just wanted to go over the headlines. I just wanted to say, you know, was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. SCB has $3.5 billion of FTX assets. Ross says commission acted in best interest of FTX clients. All right. You see? See the irony of it, man? If you had a proper freedom of information, now you already known who the clients were, what's going on with all of that. We could have asked our questions. We could have been pointed in the right direction to the information. But no, boy. Here we sit with more questions. Well, $3.5 billion, that's a lot of... How it get there? Who authorized it? You did the good old-fashioned behemoth authorization. Who authorized $3.5 billion to get there? And why? And then while you're at it, let me know who the 1,500 behemoths were who were allowed to take out $100 million 24 hours prior to FTX bankruptcy here in the Bahamas. Look, you could not say nothing at home, but I continue to tell you, internationally, people are talking. Questions are being asked. And a couple of weeks ago, you all told me, yeah, and real quick, before we get to Matt, to my yellow spectacle-wearing caller and texter who ad nauseum has hit me up over the time and said, Naughty, you crazy. Our brand isn't damaged. It's not going to affect the brand. A tourist still come in? Is business still going on? We'll see the brand wasn't affected. Well, Mr. Yellow Spectacle Bearer, last time I checked, story by Travis Cartwright Carroll, government hires U.S. law firm to do PR over FTX. Well, if there's no problem and brand damage, why are you hiring a foreign law firm to do PR over FTX? Anyway, I can let you get your answer together and your rant, and you can hit me in the new year, all right? But clean your yellow spectacles before you text me again talking one-sided foolishness, okay? You can't have courted SBF, endorsed SBF with every photo opportunity that you get, okay? And not be honest now and say that the brand is being affected. Maybe if we were a little more honest and said the brand is being affected, we could be proactive rather than reactive, and we wouldn't be in this situation. But many of us like to defend the indefensible because the money looked good, so it should be good. No, we need more due diligence, background checks, and so on and so forth. But I just wanted to tell you, I told you also. You always beat me up a couple of weeks. Look here. And the prime minister said to himself, talk that. I guess you can say brave as a liar then. Okay. Do you all think you say that? Now when the PM says that it's all good, but a couple of weeks because I'm in front of the story, y'all gonna get on me. But guess what? Told you so. Done it again. So as we get into the new year, we need to ask the questions and continue to hold this administration accountable to let us know exactly what's going on beforehand with the SBF, FTX fiasco as it plays out, rather than behind the eight ball again. Because I'm telling you, this gonna get worse before it gets better. Okay? But I digress. We have a special guest here today, and I got to big him up all the time for coming on the show whenever he gets the opportunity to come in, whenever big things pop at all. I got Mr. Matt Aubrey here. Boom. Matt, how are you and the family doing? Happy holidays and all that good stuff?
The best to you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm proud to be here on the last show of 2022.
You guys said the best for last, you know what I mean? I got to make myself feel good somehow. But I noticed you had an article. And you're making the rounds in the media, and orgs making the rounds in the media, and things that interest me, the Procurement Act, you know, and eventually a possibly, you know, Freedom of Information Act. Me and you've been talking about that for years.
Right.
So where are we as far as the Procurement Act as it stands now? Because as you know, we had some motion in from the leader of the opposition, Mr. Michael Pintaud, over the summer months. He had some concerns with it. Where are we with it? The more things change, the more they remain the same. Well, have we had some improvements? Have we had some good additions to the bill?
You know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah, so, I know, always.
Well, I procurement, just so people are grounded in what that really is. It's a nice fancy word for the way that government contracts are issued.
Correct.
And when you look at procurement, it's noted as a key point of how government represents its citizens. It is how government uses the money that comes out of our taxes and uses them to the best effect, hopefully, for the citizens and the public and the nation. And so when all you see these, you know, you see the infrastructure projects like the Village Road work, or you see them building out on bridges out in Long Island, or the different works that are done, this is done in a process that you would hope is getting the best return on whatever investment's being made. So if roads are being fixed, you hope they're being fixed in the way that's going to last the longest. If services are being rendered, that they are going to be the ones that achieve what they were ultimately intended. When we see government contracts that are given away and they don't materialize, that's wastes of basically the citizens' monies. So public procurement is one of those things that you may not think about, but it absolutely directly affects every citizen, everybody who pays taxes, everybody who pays VAT, everybody who pays duty. This is your money at work. So the bill that was passed in 2021 by the last administration actually represented a step forward in terms of meeting more of a global standard of procurement. And it called for the process to be driven through an electronic portal. So no longer sit down in a dark room and deals being made, but that government contracts and opportunities to get those contracts would be published and that vendors who would have had to register and meet certain criteria could then be applicable to bid on them. And the results of those bids were then to be presented after 60 days so that you would understand who won that bid and the conditions by which they won that bid and what the project was.
That's so imperative. When you look at, take roads, for example, and on our pothole situation.
Right, right.
Now, if there are contracts that go out to companies and, you know, to fix these potholes,
mm-hmm.
I would like to know, and I'm only using this as an example, I'm not finger pointing at any company, just hypothetically, I'd like to know who the company is, how they got the bid,
because right.
I got to make sure you qualified, or if we're on the homies, cronies, lovers, and friends train that politicians run on sometimes,
right.
or, you know, you qualified and you got the bid, okay, what are you good for? Why is my dollar not being used properly? Why do we have the reoccurring problems with the potholes? Why you need to be able to have someone that we can liaison with
right.
so we can get answers. So I think that's answering a lot of questions because I know people in the business community say you put in your bid, but you never know who gets it. You never
right.
know where it ends up. So it's a concern there. It's a concern to the people who are involved, like the voting populace. They want to know how transparent are the administrations with the issuing of these contracts.
Right.
And finally, the people involved. Joe Public. So I think it's great what you're doing, but how do we get there?
So one of the things we did when the first bill was passed is we put it out for our audience to listen and learn about. We got some feedback. We passed that feedback on to government. On this time, because now the current government has now taken upon themselves to repeal and revise and put a brand new public procurement bill in place to be hopefully debated in the next month and be decided on and then hopefully enacted very shortly after that, is we took it upon ourselves to look through both documents, the act that was passed in 2021, the current bill that has been tabled in Parliament, compare those against each other, but then also look at what's being done in the region, what's being done in more global standards.
How are we compared within the region? Do you have any data or info
pertaining to
our neighbors?
If we follow the law, even the current law that stands, the 2021 law, because that hasn't been repealed, that's still in
right.
act, right? That law would put us at a pretty high standard. It matches a number of things. So procurement, when it's being judged, it's how transparent and accountable is it? So are things that are the conditions of why a bid's being decided about very clear? Are opportunities presented widely? Are the people who can bid on that, do they meet a certain criteria? And then once the bids are awarded, having some sort of transparency about who won the bid, and then subsequently also a process that if you didn't win the bid, a fair and open and independent way for you to appeal that to say, hey, I don't think that it was done the way it was supposed to, and somebody could look and review through that. And so both the past act, which has been passed, and the current one have features of all these indications of standards. So we had an act that was reflective of a high standard. The process and the problem that we all see is it wasn't fully enacted the way that it was supposed to be. So what we heard a lot of in the media last year was we weren't seeing the reported awards that were given through government contracts. Those weren't being reported. You weren't able to see those as transparently. You didn't get the information that you needed. And the justification from the current administration was that the way that the bill was written was challenging them to be able to administer it as it was supposed to be. So the rewrite then was supposed to fix some of those challenges. When we look at that and the Organization for Responsible Governance, if you check us out at orgbahamas.com or you go to our Facebook page at Org Bahamas Foundation, you can see that we actually have put together this analysis of both bills and reflected what the changes are that we see, what they mean, and then also put forward certain recommendations. And so the way I think we can try and change things in every bit of policy is to ensure that the public will drives the political will. So what we say is we need citizens to be able to get informed and then get involved. So what to your long answer to your short question is how can we make sure that this happens? It's by the people that are listening, the people that you know, follow us, the people that want to get involved, for them to understand this bill to read things like our recommendations, to read some of the things that have been, you know, presented by the government, and make your decision and then make your voice known to those people that you've elected to represent you. Because in a very short order, they are going to be debating this bill for the second time and making a decision whether to pass it as is or whether it should be amended. So your voice can make a big difference if somebody that you've elected hears and says, oh, this many people in my constituency feel like this is a good thing and we should keep it, or this is something that maybe needs to change and we should improve it.
I know when you spoke to the press earlier this week, you said that we only have a population of 400,000. So this should be applicable, correct, Matt? If we get it right, we should be able to imply this and implement, you know, a proper, you know, procurement act, correct?
100%. I mean, and the structure is in place, right? This isn't the first time we're tackling this kind of a bill. We've had it in place. Certain things have been changed related to our public financial management. There should be a familiarity. We have a chief procurement officer who's a pretty smart guy as far as I've met. And so the process of being able to get this bill passed, get it right, get it in a place where it is transparent, accountable, and in the best interests of the citizens, and more importantly, the capacity to make our economic opportunities from government procurement more inclusive. So what you hear, you've heard it, and I've heard it from people who've been making bids on government contracts for years, is that, well, it gets handed off to whoever is in political favor. Well, this bill, if it can be passed as such, can be a way for us to move away from that model of favoritism or friends, families, and lovers, and understand that when a contract is given, it's given for the right reasons, and the expectation of what's going to happen from that contract is one that you can feel confident will meet your needs and your interests.
All right, we got to get to the first break, Matt, but when we come back, I also noted that you mentioned that there are some interesting elements in the bill, and that some interesting elements have been added, more specifically the owners of family island businesses and businesses owned by women. So I need you to elaborate a little more on that.
Sure.
Because, you know, I got a lot of women that listen to this show, so obviously, you know, they're going to perk up on that. So I, as we continue to ride home and get you into your holiday weekend and into 2023, we'll be back having our conversation, picking it up on the flip side of the break, right here with Matt Aubrey from Org Bahamas. And it's Friday, December 30th, the last Friday edition of Talking Heads for 2022. In fact, the last episode of Talking Heads for 2022. We'll see you in 2023. All right? But we'll definitely see you right after the break. All right? Keep it right where you got it.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Oh, wow! What's that under the Christmas tree? Up to $1,000 cash back for you and me? 10 lucky customers get a chance to win up to $1,000 cash back this Christmas just for spending $60 and over with their Scotiabank credit card in-store or online. That's up to $1,000 cash back to spend on gifts, gas, groceries, and more this Christmas. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information. Promotion ends January 28th, 2023. Conditions apply.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich Combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. 'Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
Young class, last. Now everybody go talk breakfast.
We're back at you on the Friday, December 30th edition of Talking Heads, the last one for 2022. And my guest today, Matt Aubrey from Org. And of course, you know, a couple of questions we mentioned going to the break, Matt, that jumped up. And I saw when you did your rounds, your media rounds and your presses, you said that some new elements have been added. And that caters to family-owned businesses, businesses owned by women, youth-owned businesses, and... I think the only component missing is folks who, you know, own businesses who are disabled.
This is what we noted, and I think just to kind of ground this one more time. So when we look at why it's so critical to have a transparent and accountable Public Procurement Act, on the one side, it's about ensuring that we don't lose money, right? So public procurement still is across the world, the government activity that's most vulnerable to waste, fraud, and corruption, because it's the size of money that goes through, right?
Yeah, it's a volume.
Think about how much money.
It's a lot of money.
Right. But on the same side, government procurement and a lot of places have used this strategy to get out of the economic crunch that we got into with COVID. Government procurement can also be a way to drive more inclusive economic development. So not just the same old, and here in the Bahamas, what we also see is it's a way for us to drive more local development. Our small businesses can grow into mid-sized businesses. Our mid-sized businesses can grow into larger businesses. And the value of having a more diverse and stable and strong local economy means that when external hits like FTX, like the inflation issues coming from the Ukraine war, like COVID, having to shut down issues of tourism or natural disasters, if we have a vibrant local economy, we're going to be able to resist more of that. So the strategy to push more and give a preference to local vendors through government procurement is one that's being really used to great effect in certain places, and we can do the same here. So to your point, the question is, how do we give that preference? So in the last act, there was something that was called the domestic preference that was put in, which would allow for a greater value to be placed on local vendors versus international vendors, which sometimes, you know, international vendors, because of their size and because of where they source things, their pricing can be such that it would be very hard for a local vendor to compete. And you understand that that's a value sometimes, but on other instances, the value of having local businesses grow is going to be steeped in giving them the right kind of contracts. So that was put in the last act. In this bill, what has been improved on that, I think, it's more specific. So there's a specific focus on folks who own businesses in the Family Islands that can be given a preference. Businesses that are owned by women that can be given a preference. Businesses that are owned by youth can be given a preference. Our recommendation, like you said, is that we want to make sure it's as inclusive as possible. So focusing on how we give folks with disabilities the same opportunity. So these marginalized communities that we've had and in the instance of folks with disabilities, it's steeped in our Disabilities Act that we want to be able to provide opportunity. So this is a way that the bill could be improved. And if we can get it passed and included, it opens up doors more than we've had before. And I think that's a really, really important opportunity. I think the other thing, though, when we think about it, too, is making sure that there's an ability for us to understand when those preferences have been given, what the return is. So it's not just did a contract go out, but did it get achieved? How much was done? How successful? What were some of the challenges that might have happened? Because when these preferences are used, sometimes if they're not monitored or followed up, you can, you know, say, oh yeah, we gave this many family island owned businesses contracts, but those could be small, very minimal contracts instead of some of the bigger ones, which still tend to go to international. So there has to be an involvement and a monitoring function that we all have on how contracts are given. Not just that they check a box, but how they achieved what they were supposed to achieve and how they then can go on and benefit. And what we do see, though, in the research, as we all would probably think, women-owned businesses tend to be more successful, tend to give you better returns. So it's good for us to see how that would manifest here, too.
All right. Now, just looking as we progress from the Procurement Act, there was some other things that you mentioned that you know, org is looking to establish. And part of that is the Disclosure Act, correct?
So we are right now at the final stages of also doing a benchmark exercise on the Public Disclosures Act. And you've been an incredible advocate for us in terms of helping us to get the word out, that we've been calling for a long time for substantial anti-corruption legislation. The Integrity Commission bill was something that we put a lot of energy and effort to in the last administration. It was tabled, but never debated further. We did a lot of recommendations on that. And what was good is we saw in this current administration's Blueprint for Change says right in there on the governance section that they intended to pass an integrity commission act as well. So the hope is that we get this more substantial anti-corruption legislation. But anti-corruption legislation has lots of pieces. The Procurement Act is one of those. Public disclosures is another. And this is one that anyone who is at all familiar with this knows we've been struggling with for a long time in the Bahamas. It's an act that says functionally that those people that you elect every year need to make a disclosure of their business interests so that you can ensure that there are no conflicts of interest or it is a disincentive for corruption or maladministration or people to use their power in ways that aren't to the benefit of the people that elected them. So what we see is that every year there seems to be a struggle for folks to comply with this. We saw it in the last year. We saw it in last administrations. We know that even, you know, going all the way back into Hubert Ingrin's time, he almost functionally just raised his hands and said, I don't know what to do with this, because if you held those people accountable who didn't fill it out or didn't comply with the law, there'd be a whole lot of ex-parliamentarians that would have been fined or put in jail. So knowing that there's a struggle, a lot of times that means that the policy should be reviewed, should be relooked at, and should be revised in a way that is not only important to comply, but also achieves what the goal is. And in this instance, it's greater transparency for the citizen, greater confidence that the persons that you would have elected are acting in your behalf. So we're doing that exercise. It was mentioned that this would be part of a legislative agenda. We're hoping that it is on the earlier part of the year. We'll be putting that out like we have with the Public Procurement Act for folks to be able to see our report and get the information. And we'll also be sharing it with government and the opposition and the media.
Well, that's something we have to look forward to. And I think folks need to get on board with it now, because now the opportunity, there has been a lot of talk. But as we get into 2023, here it is on the horizon again. Now, how can folks get involved at all? Because I'm getting some texts. Folks, can Matt please repeat the information for org so we can stay in touch and get information?
Folks can follow us on the easiest way is probably Facebook. So follow us on Org Bahamas Foundation on Facebook. Like us. You can go to our website, which is orgbahamas.com, and you can join so that you'll make sure you get our newsletter every month. You'll get postings and information, and things like these reports will be available to you. You can check out our website where we put a lot of resources and free information out. Particularly on our Policy Review Center, where we'll have all the legislation that comes up in Parliament, and we'll make it available for the citizen. And in each of those pieces of legislation, there's also a section where you can put your comments, your ideas, suggestions, criticisms, and as long as they're not profane, we'll pass them on as you write them straight on to government and to the opposition so that they can also see what the citizens' ideas and thoughts are. We need to facilitate this two-way dialogue that happens when we have one side, in this instance government, making policy without the input and the involvement and the awareness of citizens, you tend to have policies that may not, they may look good, but they may not achieve what the ultimate intent is. So citizen involvement is a key part of that. So we hope that people will go and follow us and get that information. Additionally, we have a program right now that's being led by Stefan Evans and Tate Adderley called Active Citizens Bahamas. And this is a process that helps you develop those skills of advocacy and getting involved so that when you're thinking about, hey, I really care about this issue or I'm concerned about that piece of policy, it doesn't become a challenge or a scary process for you, that you'd have some familiarity with how do I get involved? How do I make some time? How do I understand how this piece of legislation might affect me in my day-to-day life? And then how can I say something about it?
Well, Matt, we're here for you for next year. I'm seeing producer telling me you got to get to the break in a minute. But I didn't want to tell you all of those things that we've started to discuss in the past. I really want to continue to discuss in the future because we're close now. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, there's one piece of, I was just at the International Anti-Corruption Legislation. This is where.
Bring us up to snuff on that real quick because you were off doing that.
This was everybody from the world who lives and breathes this stuff and bringing forward not only ways and techniques, but also research. And so what came back, one of the points of research is that opportunities for reform on corruption and governance are best done in the first 24 months of a political transition. So that tells us that 2023 is a very important year. So we all talk about, well, that hasn't changed yet. I know you constantly talk about, where's my Freedom of Information Act? We need to now make this year matter. We need to push and press because this is the year we have the greatest likelihood of making stuff happen.
I know how to find it now without a Freedom of Information Act. Just make it easier for me.
Right.
You know, I can catch up to your foolishness one way or another. And if you do something better, then let me be able to go on the record and say, hey, this was well done.
Right.
From top to bottom, the way they issued these contracts, the way they were handled, the way that the work was done and it was delivered. These are the kind of businesses that need to be recommended again for these kind of contracts. So our taxpayer dollar does not go to waste.
And we have to build back our trust, the trust of our businesses, the trust of our citizens. Because when we don't see trust, that's when people contribute to the problem themselves. They start going around the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they think they got to pay to play. That's when they think, hey, I don't got to pay my taxes. I can get around this. I can do for my own because the government's not doing for me. We have to change that dynamic. And it starts by making sure people get that what you hear about, talked about in Parliament means something to you day to day. So freedom of information doesn't seem like something if you're struggling with how am I going to eat today? How am I going to make sure my kid goes to school? Make sure I don't get shot in my community. But think about it. If you gave somebody $100 to go to the grocery store to buy some fruit for you and they came back and they only have $40 left,
better
you would have some
gone.
serious questions. Well, think about that in the millions. When you think about our taxes right now are estimated at about 28% that we end up paying here, if not, you know, not an income, but through VAT and duties. So think about that. That's 28 cents out of every dollar. That's $28 out of every $100 you earn. That's $280 out of every $1,000 you earn that you're not sure where it went. You should ask some questions. You should find out. You should be involved because we don't make enough in this country to be able to just let it slide like that.
And I think Bahamians need to be more aware that it is our dollar. So it's not wrong for us to ask questions.
Right.
So for those who like to get, you know, very defensible, why not? Yeah, it's my money, and I would like to ask how it's spent. I have every right to ask.
I met the guy who led the right to information process in India. So think about India with, you know, millions and billions of people.
Billions of people.
Right. And it was driven not from the political elite, not from the civil society people who sit around and have cocktails and talk about this stuff. It was driven from those people who have the absolute least. And one of these ladies, you know, because like India has this caste system. So there's like, she's like three levels down on the rung and, you know, living on pennies a day. And somebody asked her, like, why do you even care about right to information? And she said, because it's my money and it's my account. And so I need to know where it goes. And so if it can be done on that perspective, we need to think about the fact that these issues, when governance or corruption or procurement issues don't go well, the people that it affects most drastically are those that have the least. And those are the people that need to help push this because it is your few dollars that you have that's going to be wasted. You would definitely want to know.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing this eventually get tabled. I'd like to see, you know, the leader of opposition, Mr. Michael Pinton, has raised numerous questions on this leading up to it being tabled. So let's see where it goes. And I think it's going to make for some interesting debates in the House. But that's what we need to get it fleshed out and get it to where it needs to be that is beneficial to all Bahamians.
Well, this is probably what we're hearing is it's probably going to be debated sometime in January. So this is an opportunity for folks to get familiar with this legislation, to in the next 2 weeks say something to the person that represents you. Make sure that they know that you know.
Right.
Make sure that they know that you care, that this isn't just about, hey, go in there and say some flashy words. We also have if people follow us on Facebook, what you'll see is we have a partnership with something called Access Parliament. And Access Parliament is another part of our Citizen Solution Center, our online tools that citizens can use, where you can find out who your parliamentary representative is and when they're going to speak. Not everybody can sit there and listen all day to the parliamentary channel.
And then if speaking at 4, boom, I can tune in at 4 and listen.
And then you have an invested interest to say, hey, if you told them something, are they going to represent that? Did they hear what you said and are they representing? And that's the distinction when come times to elect that you want to make a decision on. Did the person that you told something say, represent me in this, did they carry that word forward? And if they did, then that gives you a different reason to think, should they stay or should they go?
And then that brings out, you know, other questions, like I've always said, and we got to talk about this in the new year, that when we get to that level, then now, is it time to have recalls of MPs, like midway through the term? Like, if you're not cutting the mustard, hey.
The problem is, currently in our political scenario that we have, if we came up with a structured recall, how would we know that wouldn't just be used by whoever's didn't get elected time just to throw it over?
Right.
So I think we have to work on both our citizens and our government to develop, as I said, that two-way dialogue. What are the ways we're making decisions about how we select those folks to represent us? And what do we tell them we want to be done? Not what do we listen to they say and then we say that sounds good and you're in and you're out. So when you're thinking about it, it requires that same formula of you need to get informed and then get involved.
And you know, I endorse the granny brigades, like in the States, you know, they get the petitions going and you know, maybe we won't get to the point of recall, but we get those brigades going and we follow, you know, links that allow us to see our MPs in action. There'll be more, you know, questions and more accountability and more transparency required from those type of representatives, because people know you can't pass the buck no more. Everybody's watching. They see us.
One of our ideas, and you know, everything, we're not-for-profit, so we're always depending upon when we get funding. You live in that not-for-profit world with many, many, many hats, Naughty, so you know, you know what you want to do and what you can do are dependent upon getting
people
to make
a dollar stretch.
Yeah, to help. But helping to develop out an annual MP evaluation. Not complicated, but maybe 5 different questions that citizens can start to go through each year that says, hey, you know, was the constituency office available? Did we get information about upcoming legislation and a way that we could have our say? Was something in our community addressed that we can say was bettered? You know, what are those types of things that we would want to know that help us to determine did things go well or not well based on the representative you selected? That information can then also be shared with the representative, so it doesn't become a let's wait and see how things go every 5 years, but there's a much more annual check-in with data that says, hey, people are happy about
this. And it's current data that you see unfold. It's not polls that you have to question. Are these scientific? Who did the polls? Who paid for it? It's every day, right?
But
you can formulate your own decision.
It also trains us as citizens, how do we think about these things? Because sometimes you're saying, hey, he didn't come to my house. Nobody cleaned my yard. I didn't get a job. So I don't think this is the person who should represent me. And those aren't the ways we should be making
decisions. No, you
got to
look at the whole picture.
Right.
Well, Matt, I appreciate you, man. I wish you and your family all the best. Everybody over there at Org, all the best in 2023.
Thank you, sir.
Let's make it happen with Tate and the crew, man. Let them get on at least once a month in the new year. I'll talk to Candace and we'll make it happen. I want to hear from Org and what they're doing with that citizen drive and more responsible citizens and building communities. I like what they're doing, the young bloods. That's what I call
them. We hit
them.
Family Islands hard in the last part of this year, and there's some great stories, and it's a lot of youth and talent that's out there that's now going to come and join this effort. So we're excited. So thank you so much.
And I need to hear from you, too, so we make it a separate time to hear from you as well. But, you know, props to everybody over there at ORG doing what you all do, the information, getting it out there, you know, reminding us how responsible we need to be and how much better we can be. So thank you for that.
No, you help us magnify that times 10. So thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Hey, game recognized game. That's what I say where I come from. So all the best to you and the fam. Have a great new year.
You too.
And we'll see you in 2023.
A year from now.
There you go. A couple hours from now. All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer Man. On the flip side of the break, we'll go to the news. And, of course, then we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Great first hour with Matt Aubrey from ORG. Great text you guys chiming in. And just great information getting out. There's something to think about over the holiday weekend and prepare to where minds need to be in 2023. The things matter. Our dollars matter. Our taxpayers' dollars matter. And we, as citizens and voters, have a voice. And it needs to be respected and adhered to and listened to. So we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break, man. I want to thank Matt again and everybody for chiming in. And the final edition of Talking Heads for 2022 continues right after this. Let's get to the break, man. This one flying today, boy.
Off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
With so much going on in the world today, only accepting cash at your business can be risky. Let Fidelity offer you and your customers safety, convenience, and the flexibility of a fixed or mobile terminal. Take it with you, on the move and on the go. Because business should never stop. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit us at any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get you in 12 days to win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 days of cash must with Percy's Island Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Julio cast, last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shiloh. Shiloh. Shiloh.
Choco.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The final edition of 2022 of Talking Heads is on and popping right up until 6 p.m. Your boy Naughty in your company. I think Pearlie will be chiming in short order. We got Pearlie yet? Give me a glance and see if we got Pearlie. He should be chiming in. So as we wait for Pearlie, I'm going to get up into today's in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, today is Friday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. 5 to 7. You don't want to miss out on that. Well worth the trip always to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza when it comes to Naughty Johnny's. And today is no different. Go check them out. And don't forget, they got the awesome New Year's Eve menu. All right? That's going down tomorrow. All right, Saturday, December 31st. And I think it's running, you know, most of the day out there, right up into the evening. All right, you got cream of mushroom soup, surf and turf served with mushroom sauce, saffron rice, mixed vegetable medley, tiramisu, $49.95, everything included, VAT included. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. All right, and don't forget happy hour going on tonight out there at Naughty Johnny's as well. So be sure to check them out there at the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. All right, and today in sports history, like I said, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Today, December 30th. On this day in 1926, the Chicago Tribune broke a story that the Detroit Tigers threw a four-game series to the Chicago White Sox in 1917, and later became known as the Black Sox Scandal. 1934, two NHL games ended in a scoreless tie. The games were Boston at the New York Rangers and the New York Americans at Detroit. 1954, the 24-second shot clock was used for the first time in professional basketball. 1961, Jack Nicklaus lost his first attempt at pro golf to Gary Player in an exhibition match in Miami, Florida. 1978, Ohio State University fired Woody Hayes as its football coach one day after Hayes punched Clemson University player Charlie Bowman during the Gator Bowl. Bowman had intercepted an Ohio State pass. 1983, Julius Dr. J. Irving of the Philadelphia 76ers became the ninth basketball player to reach 25,000 career points. 1996, Brett Favre of the Green Bay Packers won a second consecutive NFL MVP award. 1997, Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls scored more than 10 points in 788 consecutive games. All right? And your sports quote for today It's a round ball and a round bat, but you've got to hit it square. Pete Rose, Cincinnati Reds. All right, that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And we'll slide out of that into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And congratulations again to the big winner of Burger King Nassau's holiday promotion. Riding off into the new year in a brand new car. Got to congratulate none other than Merrill Store. He's the winner. Won that brand new 2022 BYD Han EV electric vehicle, Lux electric sedan, and charger installation from Easy Car Sales. All right, and Burger King Nassau. So congratulations to him. And get ready for the new year too, because I'll be honest with you. Get your appetite fired up on the return of the Meat Beast Whopper at Burger King. All right, Burger King Nassau is getting you ready to indulge in the beast of a Whopper that features crisp bacon, strips of bacon, sliced ham, American cheese, and savory barbecue sauce. Try the Meat Beast Whopper today at your favorite BK Nassau location. All right, let's check out the home court. Mr. Producer, we got any of them brothers chimed in yet? I believe they done into the New Year spirit. Why believe they leave me high and dry for the New Year? Well, for now. But dang it, I'll be high and dry. I won't be high and dry later. I'll tell you that much. Anyhow. Well, look at here. But, hey, Sheldon is the best, you know. Sheldon is the best. Sheldon lost out of me, Simba, and Sheldon. He lost in the picks. But today, he could put Simba's total under him, his total under Simba. Yeah, buddy. Simba got you by a few, and I got you by a few. Anyway, I rooting for Simba, man. That's the only thing a Bronco could win this year. So I rooting for Simba. That's the only thing a Bronco could win. You ain't see when the Broncos was playing Kansas City and Russell Wilson getting knocked out on the 2-yard line, like nobody was checking for Russell. Only a couple dudes had to run over finally and say, come check on him. But a couple of them are just looking like, hey, that's good for you, boy. You know they say in Denver this year, they started off the year, Russell Wilson was like, let's ride. As of a couple of weeks ago, he was like, let's hide. So anyway, as we slide on in, the Nassau Guardian Senior Female Athlete of the Year is none other than Shawnee Miller-Uibo. Well deserved it. Well deserved, I think. I don't think there should be any, you know, question about that. I think it was a job well done. And I'm looking forward to a big 2023 from Shawnee as well. Over to basketball. The Bahamas Senior Men's National Program has moved up 3 spots in the FIBA World Rankings presented by Nike to number 57 worldwide. You're number 57 in the world, Mr. Producer. So I need to know how many people behind us now, though. It can't be like 57 out of 60. Need to let us know, you know, that you're talking about the world. That's good achievement, though, to see us move up. I think it's continued work that it has been put into the basketball program and continue work needs to go into it. But I'm seeing that it's paying off now. Now we need to continue to find ways to facilitate having our NBA players part of the program, our professional players part of the program, and making it work properly. Not that they aren't involved now, but really make it work. If we're getting by with like the bare minimum right now, if we really applied ourselves to this, I think we could see some good results, very fruitful and beneficial results when it comes to basketball. But I think if we're going to maintain that, though, then we need to reinvest in basketball and in the future. We need kids' leagues. What happened to mini, super mini, and mini, and junior basketball? What happened to those leagues? We need to get those leagues back. And there's ways to do it. Obviously, if we're doing it on the, you know, senior level, where we've moved up to number 57 in the world, according to the FIBA rankings, brought to you by Nike. So now is the time I think we need to reinvest in boys and girls youth programs when it comes to basketball. There is a void. And of course, you know, I'm sure that the same old, and the same old gang and the same old good old boy network will probably want to be involved in that. But moving forward, I encourage people that, you know, if you're interested in doing things for the youth of this country and you have sponsorship support and you want to start a youth league and you want to do it correctly, get the framework, get the guidelines, draw up the proper minutes, and you know, your mission statement, and go for it. Go for it, because we neglect the kids and the elderly. You know, we're in the middle of the spectrum, and we beat up each other, and we live life, and we worry about us. But we don't keep an eye on the kids and on the seniors. And that's two very important elements of our society that we neglect. So, yeah, I'll advocate for more youth leagues and to get it done. And a lot of these leagues, some people look at it as a business rather than what it really is, you know, designed to be, a youth development league. But I digress. That's for another show in 2023, Lord spare life. But it's 5:20 right now. And don't forget the final 10 today. We'll hear from our good friend Rich Eisen with his power rankings. I'm interested to see which way Rich goes. Yeah, I'm interested because Rich just be moody sometimes, you know? Especially if his team didn't win. Yeah, issues. So we got the power rankings. What are we going to do from Rich? We might do the power rankings, or we might do his NFL picks. Let's see. We'll do his power rankings. Yeah, we'll do his power rankings. I like his power rankings. I don't know how he can do the Cowboys this week, but we'll see. And that's for... Will we hear from Rich today? Or we'll go with NFL Network? Or we'll go with NBC? All right, we'll go with NBC's power rankings. Yeah, we'll go with NBC's. And Rich didn't have one. So let's hear from Chris Sims and the crew on NBC today on the power rankings. I'm very interested to see, you know, how they have my Cowboys, especially after last night. We walked the dog last night. Yeah, we did. That's what we did. Walked the dog. And for those of you jumping all over Dak Prescott, listen, man, I think it's painfully aware, whether you want to realize it or not, you Dak Prescott naysayers, he's overthrowing the interceptions in the sense that if he throws an interception, he's going to make up for it. It's not costing us the game. And for those of you who throw, when you play a real team, well, we played the Eagles. And he had two interceptions in that game, and he pitched up 40 points. We had one interception in that game for a pick six, and the Cowboys still pitched up 40 points. And in the process, Dak was the only quarterback to throw for over 300 yards against the Eagles' defense this year. So when I tell you all the Cowboys are battle-tested and they can play it however you want to play it, that's how it goes. Now, I hear Pearly creeping in. Is this the Pearl?
I'm right here. Listen to you talk craziness.
No.
The world doesn't say you're all in problems. You got to play a dead Tennessee Titans team that bench half its team and you all barely beat them? I'm talking crazy.
How we barely beat them, Pearly? How we barely beat them?
27 to 13.
That's 14 points.
Drop our game.
That's 14 points, Pearly. And guess what? We were favored to win by 13, so we covered.
Okay,
we covered.
You yourself said, hold on. You yourself said yesterday they can blow them out the stadium. They can beat them by more than 14 points.
And I called the score to be 31. Hold on. I called it to be 31 to 10. You said it was going to be 24 to 10. And what was the final score? 27 to 13. So we met in the middle.
Naughty, you can spin it. You can do whatever you want.
Pearly, I sincerely, listen to me. I sincerely believe, and I mean this.
Bench for throwing 14 interceptions in 11 games. Your brother threw 14 in 9 games.
Now, Earl, I want to let you know something. And you're a man that deals with statistics, and you're a man that says, okay, let's call it how it is. Well, when I tell you this, don't freak yourself out. But out of his 14 interceptions, do you know 8 have been on tip balls from wide receivers tipping the ball to the defense? The film is there to show it. But I would give you 7 legitimate interceptions, including the pick 6 that he threw to sweat against the Eagles last week and the one he threw last night. But he has been victim of, if you watch the game, many interceptions, just like the tight end Ferguson. Bobbled it 4 times before tipping it right to the defender. So if we're talking, Jason Peterman, 14 interceptions, I'm worried. All right? And I'm being fair as I can with this, Pearly. I can't let you all beat up on Doc like that.
Because
I was about to do it until I did a little research and I saw some of the numbers. But I was ready to slap him up like the Saxons, honestly.
Naughty. The Tennessee Titans' best running back was benched. Best quarterback was bench. Quarterback who started for the first time. Half the defense was out. The offensive line hurt. And them fellas give you a run for your money. Y'all should have whooped them. Y'all should have beat them. If I know they was that bad, and that I would have said y'all should have beat them 38-6, 38-0, 38-0.
Pearly,
gave y'all a run for your money.
Isn't this?
And if y'all playing like in the playoffs, Pearly, y'all gone and y'all won and done.
Pearly, you could talk bad, but my Cowboys all you want. I know from whence it is coming. It's coming from the grill. I understand it. You smell embers warming up.
Let me put this in your head. Let me get this here. Let me say this very clearly.
So I know you're going to go against the Cowboys the rest of the season. You can mean the juke.
And I found out this weekend, we get far more listeners than I thought we had. You know how many people approached me over the weekend about our show? One girl around me in front of Bamboo Shack tell me why I was on the show Christmas Eve on the 23rd.
So did you tell her why? Or you need me to tell them why?
No. I straightened them. Be careful. I straightened that one out. Okay?
But be careful. Okay.
But I've been approached out to John Canoe. I've been approached by people who watch the show. So I say all of this. I understand what you're saying. You're fine. My Miami Dolphins are done. I've lost the bet. I've accepted I have to see a shirt grill. It ain't going to be no Merino shirt. I can let you know that not. If you can grill a Merino shirt, you can buy that yourself. 2.
Yeah, my time is the same thing you say. Mira, listen.
I'd be happy if we win a game. I'd be happy to beat New England and make the playoffs, but we're done. I understand that. I accept that. I do accept that we got further than many and everybody thought we would, but that's fine. We're finished. We're not the subject of conversation. We're done. The playoff-bound teams are the subject of conversation. And that Dallas Cowboy team can be one and done.
You want to put a little wager on it there, Pearly?
No. See, sucker bet to put one and done because anything can happen to any NFL.
I tricked the bet it now. You want one and done?
Dallas don't make it to the Super Bowl. I like that.
Well, you know, I'm not at liberty to say how I feel on that right now. But I'm sure to say that they're going to make more than a one-and-done run in the playoffs.
Let's think about it. If you play Tampa Bay, all right, y'all finish 5th. So that means you'll play the South Division Championship.
Pretty, regardless if it's Tampa Bay or it's Carolina, I'm going to the game. And if it's in Tampa Bay, I'm taking MJ with me because we're 2-0 when watching Brady play together, including a Super Bowl when Philadelphia beat them. I got the kryptonite for Brady. And we can sit right there in Tampa, and I go watch Dak start to etch. Listen to me, Pearly. Dak is going to start to etch his chapter by beating Tom Brady in Tampa. They're moving on to the next week and winning that game and getting to the NFC title game. And if it gets to the NFC title game against the Philadelphia Eagles, who are banged up, and it's a division game, then you might just hear me say Cowboys Super Bowl. So I'm there. I'm on the edge. Don't push me because I might do it. I might just do it. I'm that guy right now because my team's still playing.
The
and we're
last
looking good.
Thing the Dallas Cowboys or any NFL team want to do is play a Tom Brady team that struggled all season in the playoffs. You don't want to do that. And you know football. And you know the history of football. And you know how it goes. Y'all don't want to play that game.
Talk, listen to me. Pearly, you don't even believe you're saying that right now yourself. You've seen Tampa lately.
You know I hate Brady. You know I have no love for Brady.
You talking about Brady? What it could be when Brady posts up as your quarterback next year?
Then I go and self-exposed exile, and I become a Detroit Rastafari or whatever you want to call it.
So Brady is to you and LeBron is to me with my Lakers then. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right.
I will not watch a Dolphin game if Brady's my quarterback next year.
You will not watch a game if Brady's your quarterback next year?
I will not watch a Dolphin game if Brady's my quarterback last year. I will not stand for that blasphemy. I will not stand for that insult. I will not stand for that. I will not stand for that lack of respect for Tua.
But Tua got problems there, Pearly. Now, let's be honest, though. Tua got problems.
If he's got all season to heal up, to fix all that, and if he comes back and he's not healthy, I understand he's not there. But the bottom line, if he's not there, let me get somebody else. Not Brady. But you get an old 45-year-old man.
And listen.
I'd rather go with Thompson and Toad Cutter.
Okay.
You know how I go with that. I stand on prayer. I don't mind losing on principle.
Let me just go.
I have no problem losing from principle.
Let me just go ahead and 1 second, Pearly. Just hold on 1 second. I need to deal with something. Listen, to all you 49ers chiming in now. We heard from the 49ers all year, right, Pearly? Then last we heard from the 49ers. No. I said to sleep on them or not.
They've been quiet. Now that they turned their season around and a lot of people calling for them to probably make the Super Bowl, these 49ers coming out of the woodworks.
All right, let me just tell you.
When the pressure hit Purdy, that's a different story.
Don't talk it, Purdy.
And come out there and look good for 2-3 games in regular season.
What happened to Cinderella?
When it comes to playoff football, that's a different story.
What happened to Cinderella? What happened to that carriage? It turned back into a pumpkin, right?
That's right. Thank God the prince went up to the house the next day and find that
right,
well, I ain't worried about the 49er fans.
But I can tell you all something. You all 49er fans, you all like to run out. Careful how you calling out the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Mind they don't put 40 on y'all and your pretty defense with your suspect secondary. Pearly, let me finish. This my team, with all due respect. You deal with the Dolphins, I deal with the Cowboys. Let me sign a check. If you say afterwards, sign a check, you're behind can't cash, fine, I can live with that. But right now, you got a Mr. Irrelevant at quarterback, the last pick in the draft. And Purdy can turn ugly on y'all. Purdy has already spoken to rookie quarterbacks. What happens? When people get tape on them after a couple of weeks, what happens, Purdy? Not so easy no more. They got problems. Eventually, rookies will make mistakes when the pressure's on too. At some point, the pressure going to drop on this kid. So back to you, 49ers. Yes, you have a daunting...
I didn't
make my point, but go ahead.
Okay. No, you go ahead. Make your point.
I know you have a daunted defense. Okay? I know that. And I know you have an excellent running game. And, Dallas has issues against the run. But your secondary is suspect. Okay? And your linebackers don't play well against the tight end. So you could have all your moments and you could have all your talks. Dallas and the 49ers would be an excellent NFC championship game. It'd be like a heavyweight fight and lone blows would get thrown. But don't sit there and stink. Dak throws an interception or two against you that the Cowboys can't recover. This is not that Cowboy team that you all roughed up last year. No. Things done changed. And we got some slobber knockers on the O-line that got an issue, that got problems, that upset. They some middle-aged and crazy old men by the name of Tyron Smith and Jason Peters on the right side. And, you got...
One of them got hurt. Who got hurt last night?
No.
Who's out? One of them got hurt.
No. Both of them are in. Zach Martin is in.
You lost the offensive lineman.
Yes,
in the game last
center
night.
Last night. Tyler Biadasz got a high ankle sprain. McGovern moves over to the center. Peters moves into right tackle, to left tackle. Tyler Smith kicks out to left tackle. Tyron Smith mans right tackle next to Zach Martin at right guard. We got a nasty O-line on either side.
You can make it sound really good. Hold on, Peter.
You late to the party. Just hold on. Okay. Now, just let me say something to you. You're going to tell me that Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, and Jason Peters is chopped liver on offensive line. They're all future Hall of Famers, bro. What are you talking about?
Buddy,
and all playing.
Tennessee Titans team gave all them hell last night. What you think the 49ers can do to them?
Earl,
you gotta be kidding me, man.
Oh, you gotta be
Start
kidding
digressing.
Me. No, no.
Start digressing.
Let me tell you.
Y'all are not a peaking like other teams are peaking. Y'all were just your best 4 weeks ago. Right now, y'all vulnerable.
Excuse me.
To anybody who play y'all in the
We playoff. Play down to the competition. We just finished pitching 40 on Philadelphia, bro. What are you talking about? And nobody was injured on their defense. Nobody. And we gave up a pick six.
And you keep bringing up just one defense. Just Philadelphia.
No.
Lost two.
That's the measuring stick right there. That's the measuring stick, Pearly. That's the best in the NFC, right? That's what everybody said. He's the best team in football. Well, we hung 40 on him.
Right up.
So I say just bring it.
40 points. If that was Jaden Hurst there, you always have the opportunity to put up those 34 on them.
It would have been, it would have been a different ball game.
You can make it sound good. There's one thing with you. You're not a pretty enough. You really know how to spin the Cowboys. And I can give you credit for that. You're very good.
No, Earl, stop downplaying. It's in no spin. Stop downplaying Fox, bro. The 49ers have a suspect secondary.
Vince Dock can't throw the out. He's been throwing, missing the out and hitting the inside and throwing wide. He can get hit hard in interceptions. Yep.
Okay, hit hard in interceptions. Sure. All right.
These tip balls. Tip ball, you know, eight. Yeah, I checked. It wasn't no eight with no tip. You got to show me them eight that was tip.
I will show you the eight. I will show you. I
you
will show
you because nobody can fact check you. You said it because nobody can fact check you.
Now, Pearly, you know you know I take great pride in making you eat it, right? So be quiet now, grill boy. All right, be quiet, grill boy. So before you write it, I will make you eat it, and then don't run out. Don't run out and move the goalposts like you like to do.
Right now,
okay. Fine, no problem. Let's go to the break. What you want on it when you eat it? Mustard or ketchup? Or both.
Ketchup and plenty of hot sauce. Squeeze some sour lime on it too, but make me eat it.
I can make you eat it right now. I'm about to serve Pearly up right now.
Everybody go talk breakfast.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Island Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. Percy gets you in 12 days to win. Right now, we'll win money on your boat. You can have a very Merry Christmas. Island Games can take care of your wish list. 12 days of cash must with Percy's Island Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Oh, wow. What's that under the Christmas tree? Up to $1,000 cash back for you and me? 10 lucky customers get a chance to win up to $1,000 cash back this Christmas just for spending $60 and over with their Scotiabank credit card in store or online. That's up to $1,000 cash back to spend on gifts, gas, groceries, and more this Christmas. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information. Promotion ends January 28th, 2023. Conditions apply.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is Erin Green, wishing you and your family happiness, peace, and mangoes this holiday season and throughout the new year from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shiloh. All right, Mr. Producer, just to open up and say, the dinner main course is served. Pearly, come hither, my brother. Come hither, my brother. Pearly.
I'm right here.
Okay, just so you know. Just so you know.
Show me.
I'm going to show you. You have two tip balls, CeeDee Lamb, that resulted in interceptions. You have Noah Brown. Let me finish. I'm telling
you. No. Go in this fake lift you make. Ben, give me the game.
Excuse me. I will go back then, since you want to be so anal about it, and I will break down the time, date, and pleasure. I'm just telling you right now. My source, DallasCowboys.com, Sports Illustrated.
Let me pull it up.
Okay? Now, just so you know, CeeDee Lamb had two. Noah Brown had three for the season so far, two in one game. Dalton Schultz has had one, Gallup has had one, and Ferguson had one last night. Those are the eight that I talked about of his 14 interceptions. Now, if you want to take it to another level now, I can also tell you how many routes were misrun by receivers that led to three interceptions. Two missed routes run by CeeDee Lamb, which led to two interceptions.
That's what you said. That don't mean nothing to me. Routes missed? Suppose just...
Okay.
Hold on. Bad routes are a problem. If you run the wrong route, and I remember Troy Aikman got livid about this, he tried to talk in the receiver.
Pro Football Network as well, Pearly. That's another site. Go check that one too.
But I think the disturbing thing is 18 interceptions in 11 games.
It's 14, not 18. So if you're going to talk about my quarterback, get it right.
My mistake. 14 interceptions in 11 games. And that is, other quarterbacks have the same issues in bad route running and tip balls. So 14 interceptions in 11 games, there is concern there. There is a lot of concern there. What is going to happen now? It's not the playoffs. So playoffs, they tighten up the routes. Dak throws the ball more into the chest, like you're going to catch this ball like the old Brett Favre. But if you're going to catch this ball, you're going to die. That's how Brett would throw the ball. And I think... the tip passes I've seen about four of them that went for interceptions. And it was Dak just trying to baby the receiver, trying to help him out a lot.
The interception he threw against Sweat, against the Eagles for the pick six, that was all him playing cute, trying to lob it over the shoulders. That's all Dak. I'm not even running from that.
Zips it, little faster, zips it in. Listen, man, out. I may break three of your fingers, but you're going to catch this ball.
But last night, when you got Ferguson, the other tight end, playing volleyball with it, literally bump set right. And spiking it to the defender, I mean, you can't blame that on that.
That's true, but it's, hey, you know, it's a different mentality now.
Hold on. One second.
If I may finish. In the playoffs, it has to be a different mentality. With Dak, which is guys, and Dak is the leader of the football team. Make no mistake. He is the leader of the Cowboys. Bar none. There is no challenges. He is it. It's not Mike McCarthy. It's Dak. And in the playoffs, is it going to be a different mentality? I think it will be. Where it's like, hey, guys, all that volleyball you were playing, like you were saying, Naughty, that's over. You have to catch it.
But notice what he's done. Hold on. Notice what he's done.
That message comes across.
One last thing.
We like to... Is baiting the goat, baiting not the goat? Is painting the goat? The one thing those two have in common is in the playoffs, they're great communicators of the importance of the moment. And we'll see if Dak can be that communicator to those receivers and that offense as to how important this playoff game is. We will see when it happens.
Let me just,
Dak, throw all the ability in the world.
Let me just throw it in there. Outside of the Green Bay game and the Jaguar game, he's come back from all those interceptions and led the Cowboys to wins. The Cowboys have won those games with all the interceptions. So obviously he's in a mental state, but he plays through it. It's not going to be, okay, well, I'm going to just, it's all in the sewer now. Like I've seen it happen before. The team rallies behind him. They don't quit on the team. It's a different aspect, a different dynamic that I'm seeing from the Cowboys. That's all I'm saying. Playoffs is different. I get it. But right now, we seem to get up. Every time we get hit, we punch back. We're like a good fighter who knows how to counter punch, and we could take a punch. That's all I'm saying.
But you have to give it to Earl on this. If it's two interceptions and a fumble against the 49ers, you're going to have a tough time coming back against that defense.
Yeah, maybe so, but that remains to be seen. You got to get the two interceptions and a fumble. You may not get the two interceptions and a fumble, but you may get the 300-yard passing and three touchdowns against that suspect secondary. But anyway, Purdy, what's your point?
If it's two interceptions and a fumble, they're going to have a tough time playing. Do I think it's going to happen? Who knows? Is it likely? It's not like Dak's averaging two interceptions a game. But it's in the game against that defense. But like, hey,
yeah,
so you're going to be smart.
But I want to get the Purdy.
You know what? I'm going to make a safe pass. I'm not going to pull the trigger because it might happen.
Sound like he got his whole
ball game against the 49ers.
Let's get the Purdy. Sound like he got his whole research team there going on. So I hear them huddled up like Family Feud. What's happening, Purdy?
It was actually six tipped balls. That was not his fault. Six.
Okay, it is seven. Okay, so
last night made it six.
Tell me the six, Purdy.
I read the article that said.
I read an article that just showing eight.
By Cody Williams.
All right, but I'm reading an article that shows eight.
All right, but the bottom line is, he still throws too many interceptions, whether it's his fault or not.
The bottom line is, I don't think you're going to give the Cowboys an objective shake on this because you don't want to see them go an inch. Go ahead.
You and Peter don't want me to talk today, so I can be quiet.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Purdy. Go ahead.
The bottom line is, if you do what you did in the playoffs, you're going home one and done. That's the bottom line, and you know that. You don't think because Brady got a losing record in the playoffs, you want to play him in the playoffs? Nobody wants to play Brady.
Listen,
in the
Purdy.
Playoffs. Or Aaron Rodgers.
If my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. All of that remains to be seen. That's a lot of ifs.
Naughty, all you're saying is the same thing. All your speculations is the same thing I'm saying. We have different beliefs. You are a fan of the Cowboys, and you believe that the Cowboys did, and I have a different belief. It ain't a bias. The difference is be biased. I know how to be objective. I know how to look and listen and be objective, and I allow. And I tell you, my team is the toughest be done. I find no kind of open, no kind of sweet talk to say how well we are. But you sitting here battling your butt off, you're the only announcer that I've seen, and I've been looking at all these things. Everybody worried about Dallas except you.
Okay, well, here's a person that I don't really like to mention.
That's wonderful.
Listen, here's one that I really don't like to mention due to his LeBron takes, but you can go check out Nick Wright. You could go check out Shannon Shaw. You could go check out, oh boy, who's on ESPN First Take, former defensive back. Oh, God, what's his name? On everyone.
RC loves Dallas, and RC picks Dallas to go up to this morning. RC's the only one on that show.
But hold on, you just told me I was the only one.
Worried about him.
Now I ain't special no more. You just said I was the only one. Now I ain't special no more. See what I'm saying? It ain't just me, though, Purdy.
No, you're special no more.
It ain't just me.
But you don't like being special.
It ain't just me. It ain't just me who's saying it. So stop living in denial for the other announcers who've said the same thing I said.
A very small percentage of you believe Dallas could go to a very small percentage of you. A large percentage are worried about Dallas. Does that make it a little more clear?
And do you know why they're worried about Dallas, Earl? Because that's clickbait for us to go read the article, check out their website, and all of that. You know? You cowboy haters.
I know what that means, then. There ain't no haters. You call it haters, and I don't blame you. I admire that you are able to say that.
Y'all don't want no part of the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm gonna ride your butt. I'm going to ride your butt. Anyway,
that sounds really bad, bro. No, you're not going to do that in any way, shape, or form. Not even hypothetically on this show verbally. No way.
Naughty. If Jalen Hurts plays...
No. Hold on, Peter. We need to stop. Stop it, Peter. Re-establishing that there, Purdy, for 2023. That ain't none of that happening.
Yes, be very much so.
And your better half needs to slap you for speaking such insolence on the radio. And I want her to slap when she slap you in the back of the neck for talking fool.
Long time. I don't know why I'm saying that no more. I don't get slapped in the back of my head.
So we're establishing that there's no what?
We're establishing that right now, nobody knows.
No butts on the show. That's what
No ratting of butts. Yeah, not even in sports terminology. Not even. But listen.
Okay, I'm glad we got that out there in the rule book.
But if other people in their talk show or in their life or in their, you know, their leagues, they want to run a different, that's your league. More power to y'all do you. But right here, we ain't, no. Uh-uh.
Okay. Can we get back to football? Is that okay?
Can we get to the picks? Because we got to get to the picks. It's pick time.
I have to ask a question, though. I don't know if this was covered earlier in the show, but LeBron said something.
Peter, I'll answer to you.
He wants Peter, out of L.A. Peter, yeah.
I'll answer it. If they buck them, Philadelphia send Dallas home. Easy.
I think if Dallas played like that, if Gardner Minshew was out and Hurts is the starter, I think it's going to be a different ballgame. I love because boy, who? Hurts can do things. I love him. Y'all know. You know I'm a Gardner Minshew fan, the legend. But
keep disrespecting the Cowboys, boy. Last time people started disrespecting this team like that, boy, we went on a run, man. I'm just saying. So y'all keep saying what y'all can say. Keep talking.
I hope y'all make it an NFC Championship game at least this year.
I know one team who won't be making an NFC Championship game: the Chicago
Miami
Bears.
Chicago Bears. I can say it before you say it. Miami Dolphins, Chicago Bears, yes, we know that. We're not expected to be there, so we ain't going to be there. You expected to be in the Super Bowl. You. Don't try flip it. Don't try put on nobody else.
Hold on. All right. You may be talking for a greater Cowboy population, but I never once made a Super Bowl commitment for the Cowboys this year on the show, ever. Never. I said playoffs from the break. I never said Super Bowl. And we could go back and it's recorded.
Who is the most dangerous team in the playoffs as an underdog? Who do you not want to play? Is it the Bucs? Is it the Packers?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's the most dangerous team if they make it.
I want them to make it so I could go to the game and then be beating the snot out of the sending you footage from there saying, hey, eat these words. Open up and say,
you. I agree with you. I agree with you because I know you can go and drive after that. I agree with you.
No, you know why? You know why I can go and drive after that? Because you could be buying me Jack Daniel shots for every touchdown the Cowboys score. I could be bush right up. Of course, you got to be the designated driver. Of course.
The AFC? Who's the dark horse in the AFC?
Dark horse in the AFC or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
I agree.
All right, listen,
they're peaking right now.
Listen, no long talk. Right off the top of your head, who you like in these games? Because right after that, we're going to get to the break. And Rich Eisen gonna hook us up with the power rankings. And I want to thank both of you for your contributions. All the best to you and your families for 2023 and have the happiest new year possible.
Yeah, you too, brother. But let's also look at the two big games tomorrow, too. Let me talk about this when we pick, okay?
All right. Cardinals and the Falcons. I like the Falcons to win that one in Atlanta.
I like that.
Bears and the Lions. I like the Lions to try and win a division game to end out the season.
Yeah. Yes.
What about Peter? Peter still there or we lost Peter? Jaguars and Tampa Bay Bears going. Big ramifications for the game next week. Even though Texans been trying to play spoiler over the last couple of weeks. Broncos and the Chiefs.
I like that.
I like the Chiefs over the Broncos in this one.
The center statement and secure number one pick, the number one in the AFC.
Patriots and Dolphins, man, look here. Two teams not playing the best football right now.
The Dolphins can pull it off just because that's the Patriots, but they're not in Miami.
Patriots in the cold, going to put Miami out their misery this week. Right in the frozen section. Go in there with the fish sticks.
Okay.
Colts and the Giants. I like the Giants to win this one to keep their winning ways going. They got to win to keep their playoff hopes alive. Here's a dark horse, man. Yeah. Gardner Minshew going up against the Saints team that could quietly get into the playoffs if they win their last two games and Tampa Bay drops one. So...
ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening. Don't nutty.
The upset bird is flying.
Nothing happening.
The upset bird is swirling. Watch a big Alvin Kamara sighting out of the backfield, not running the ball, but catching the ball. They're going to flip the script up. Guess what? In a big upset, the Eagles. It could happen.
All right.
It could happen.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Panthers and the Buccaneers. Mind the Panthers. Don't punch the Bucs in the mouth this week.
That's a scary game, but Brady can send a message to let y'all know whoever coming into Tampa Bay, be ready.
All right,
Brady
and the Bears. Only because you've been on Brady all day today, I can ride with the Buccaneers in this one. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers won that one. Browns and the Commanders.
Commanders need to win to make the playoffs. I don't know. I go with the Commanders. They hold.
Yeah, they got to play. They got to keep their hopes alive. 49ers and the Raiders. I like the 49ers to win that one.
All out.
Jets and the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Seahawks at home, man. The 12th man in Seattle gets it done. Vikings and the Packers. Packers are all of a sudden playing football like they want to be in there, but I don't know. It's a division game.
Vikings can shut them up tomorrow. Aaron Rodgers is getting too cocky. And what would he do? He's getting cocky. This Tom Brady time. Aaron Rodgers can be. Now, you may see Aaron Rodgers leave. If when they get beat, get knocked with the playoff, not in the playoff contention, you may see him in Las Vegas next year.
You never know. I like the Vikings in that one for sure. Over the Rams.
Yeah.
And Steelers and the Ravens. I like the Ravens to take care of the Steelers. Playoff ramifications.
That's my upset right there.
Steelers over the Ravens. Over the Ravens. All right. Big Monday night game. Bills and the Bengals on Monday night. I can take the Bengals at home.
Bengals need that win. The Bengals can upset the Bills and just give them a little tap up.
All right. Well, anyway.
But before we go, you know tomorrow is the semifinals for the college national championships. We got the first game, TUC in Michigan.
TCU.
In Georgia. TCU. Who are the Cinderellas, or who are the, you know, they're not the big name college football team. They're not the big powerhouse team, but they really had to put a good season together. 12 and they are one loss. So they're against Michigan, and then Ohio State goes into Georgia. It's going to be a Michigan-Georgia championship, and I pick Georgia to repeat.
All right, man, but we up out of here, man. Have a happy New Year, Purdy. We'll talk soon. I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Peter, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. All the best to you and your fans. All my listeners,
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Be safe. All the health, happiness, and blessings for you and your family in 2023. We will see you, Lord Spell Life, on Wednesday, right back here to do it all over again. Have a great New Year, Bahamas. Be safe. And if you can't be good at it.
Come on.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has your office covered me. J.S. Johnson.
The Meat Beast Whopper is back at Burger King Nassau. If you're craving a big, meaty, full of flavor sandwich, then you better head down to Burger King and try this beast of a Whopper that includes crisp strips of bacon, thin sliced ham, American cheese, and all your favorite fixings. Loaded on top of BK's 100% flame grilled beef patty. The Meat Beast is big and juicy, but only here for a limited time. So can you handle the Meat Beast? Find out at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Whether your business is in store, on the go, or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
Yes, the PFT Power Rankings presented by Google Pixel. There's a new number one team, and you know, it kind of dawned on me
on Monday night. Usually during the Monday night game is when I put these together. I was looking at the top teams. The Eagles lost, so they have to fall. The Eagles aren't going to stay put. I know Jalen Hurts is injured, and when he's healthy, they're still one of the best teams in football, but they lost, so they had to fall. So it's like, well, do I bump the Bills up to number one? Well, it wasn't exactly an inspiring performance in Chicago. Yeah, they won 35-13, but the Bears, what do the Bears really have? And then the Chiefs, I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, the 49ers dismantled a playoff team. Playoffs?
Yeah.
They've dismantled a playoff team.
Right.
And the 49ers, like, who's the best team in the NFL right now? It's the 49ers. Why aren't they number one then? Let's make them number one. And it's kind of hard to argue with that logic. Who's the best team right now? It's the 49ers. They are number one.
I'm with you there. I'm glad to see you go this route. That's right. The hell with the record and what happened back in October and September and all that. You're saying it right. I mean, they're the hottest team in the game right now. There's the one weakness we were worried about was the quarterback, who's a rookie and Mr. Irrelevant. He's kind of thriving. It's like you don't even realize the offense is playing a rookie that was a Mr. Irrelevant. And then, you know, again, to more of what you're saying, yeah, it's eight wins in a row. And it's not like eight wins, like we're squeaking it out here. That's like, again, what you're saying. It's dismantlement. Okay, and I don't know if that's a word or not, but I'm going with it to make it more strong. It's dismantlement of teams, okay? I mean, it's domination. I mean, even like the Seahawks 21-13 game, that was misleading. They dominated from get-go. But to kill the Buccaneers the week before that, you know, to beat the Dolphins by 16, to shut out the Saints 13-0, the Cardinals 38-10, I mean, it's not just win games. It's like control them from start to finish, and you feel like the other team's just hanging on to kind of keep it competitive. So I'm with you, Mike. Good job by you. Way to go.
By the way, accidental scholar.
Yeah. Dismantlement. Boom. Yes. Felt like it worked. It just
active
flew off.
Taking something apart.
Woo.
You even used it properly. Sometimes your made-up words that actually end up being real words don't quite fit, but you're two for two. You accidentally nailed it, and it means exactly what you expected it to mean. It's the act of taking something apart, which is exactly what the 49ers did to the Commanders on Saturday. Elsewhere, not a whole, I mean, we kind of know who is where, and, you know, you lose a game, you fall a spot, you win a game, you move up a few. The Jaguars in the top 10, I'm sure you can get behind that. They've been your darlings all year long.
All year.
They deserve the spot that they currently have as the 10th best team in football. And again, the top 5-6 teams are the ones that I think the Super Bowl champion will come from.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.